Welcome to the InSync Insurance Podcast. I'm your host, Dawn Cross, and today I'll be discussing getting into the tattoo industry with experienced artist Georgia Sharp. If you enjoy our podcast, make sure to leave a rating on your favourite podcast directory. Fabulous. So could I get us started by, could you introduce yourself? Obviously, you know, what's your name and what you get up to?
Yep, my name is Georgia Sharp. I'm a professional tattooist. I've been tattooing for 8 years and I have worked in about 6 studios, but I'm now in Liverpool. Well, I've always been in Liverpool. I worked in Wrexham for a very, very brief time, but I've been in the same studio now for 6 years and I'm very, very happy there.
That's amazing. So how did you get started out in tattooing then?
So it's a bit of a long story. It's not as simple as normal people's apprenticeship stories, but I was actually offered an apprenticeship in a local tattoo shop where I'm from and where I had all my first tattoos and piercings done, but I knew I wanted to get out of the area and go to uni. So after getting into the Arts Institute in Bournemouth, which I actually dropped out after 4 months, I was quite depressed. I visited Liverpool, I visited my best friend in Liverpool and decided to move there. And I got my degree. I did a degree in fine art and I stumbled across a tweet from a studio in Wrexham. And I just thought, why not just go for it? I went along to the interview. I'm quite lucky I got the gift of the gab, got the apprenticeship and ended up being there for 14 months. But the apprenticeship wasn't really going anywhere and I was treated more like the manager, which I didn't mind because I was very good at it. But I was paid about £1.20 an hour and I could not afford to keep doing that. I was in my 20s, all my earnings were going into my car and petrol. So I got a second apprenticeship in Liverpool. I learned the basics and then I fell pregnant. So I had to go on maternity leave earlier than I would have just because it's so uncomfortable to be pregnant and tattooing. And when I decided to go back to work after my little girl was old enough and while I was ready to physically bend over all day long, I went to another studio and over the course of the next 8 years I worked in 6 shops, which it sounds a lot considering some of them I wasn't there that long, but you do have to feel it out, and if it's not a match, it's not a match and you move on. But I've worked with lots and lots of tattooists and most of them are friends now and colleagues and peers, and we all still hang out, and it's a nice environment because everyone, well, the good ones, you support each other, you send each other work, you share information, advice, new products, you sell each other machines, lend each other equipment. It's a nice environment to work with people that are like-minded.
That sounds amazing. It's always good when you know, are supportive of each other, because also it's not like you're competing completely. Everyone has their own styles. And
some studios are very doggy dog.
Yeah.
I've worked in one and it was a very toxic environment and it's not nice. It's so unnecessary.
Definitely. So moving on then, obviously you've been doing this for like 8 years. So like, what's your kind of favorite style or your favorite tattoo that you've done?
So I think I'm best known for my watercolor, but I also recently do a lot of fine line work, which is just thin black lines. It's very popular with younger people, mostly I would say women and girls. It's a nice gateway in, is getting a small little tattoo, no color, easy to look after, easy to hide, which is quite common. But to say what my favorite tattoo is really hard. There's a few that stick out to me. My first ever full colour dog portraits on an old regular of mine, and I said to him, I've never done this before, I'm going to give you a discount, and they turned out unbelievable, like so realistic, and I didn't think I had it in me. Also, when you get to finish a sleeve, they stick out a lot. I've done Disney sleeves, Studio Ghibli sleeves, I've done a Marvel sleeve, which I would never agree to, but he was a regular and I knew his girlfriend from the nursery and it turned out brilliant. But there's one in particular tattoo which I always go back to, and it's on a regular of mine, Jill, and she is tough as nails. She always comes to me with great ideas. And this one tattoo, which we did about 4 years ago, is on her shoulder, and she wanted a Pisces tattoo, and she just let me have free rein. And I actually made it up on the skin as I was going.
Wow.
And it turned out stunning. And I, because I still tattoo her regularly, it looks beautiful now as it did as the day I did it. So when I hear people say watercolor doesn't last, color doesn't last, it does. You look after it. It's applied correctly. You look after it correctly. It ages beautifully. It's settled into her skin. So beautiful. It's yellows, reds, turquoises, purples. It is absolutely stunning. That, if any, that's what I can think of off the top of my head, would be one of my favorites. Yeah.
So you mentioned obviously watercolor, there's like a bit of disparity, like people say, like you were saying, oh, you know, it may not last too long and stuff like that. And I'm guessing obviously aftercare is just very, very key. You do it right and you, it's beautiful for as long as you do it right, sort of thing. So I wanted to pick your brains really quick. What aftercare would you recommend, or for anyone listening who maybe is unsure, like maybe about to go for their first tattoo, like what aftercare would you recommend in your professional opinion?
So I would always say, listen to your tattooist's aftercare, because every artist does have a different way of doing things. But the aftercare techniques that I recommend, I have done myself, I do myself. So I know they're tried and tested. For anything color, I do wet healing. So you either use something called a second skin, which goes on completely see-through and it stays on for 4 days. Or if you're able to keep it on longer, you keep it on longer, and it then uses your body's natural defenses to heal the tattoo from the inside out. If the tattoo's too big for a second skin, because it's basically like a see-through plaster, you use cling film, and you change the cling film multiple times a day for 3 days. And some people say this isn't right, but every single tattoo I have that I've wet healed is still bright, it's still bold. It's gross. It is gross doing the wet healing, because it's slimy when you take the cling film off. But the most important thing is cleaning, and it has to be soapy water and kitchen roll. And I recommend unfragranced soaps, nothing with perfume, because it will hurt and it will just irritate the skin. And I recommend kitchen roll, because a body towel or even a towel straight out the wash will have bacteria in it, or cotton, and it gets stuck. You need to be able to firmly pat the piece dry and then give it one or two swift wipes. Don't want to be rubbing it like sandpaper, because it will feel like sandpaper. A few pats and a few wipes, and you have to be firm with yourself. With tattoos, the last set of moisturizer, it looks like little islands, and you have to get rid of them, because that will be a scab. That will turn into a scab, and we don't want scabs. If you're getting line work, I recommend cling film or second skin for at least 24 hours. Line work heals really quick. Line work could heal a week. Color can take 4 or 5 weeks to heal. No swimming saunas or sunbeds for 4 weeks. It literally rolls off my tongue because I say it that often. No submergent in a bath for at least 2 weeks, because a bath, like, I love a bath, but it is, you're just sitting in your own filth. No touching it with dirty hands, and always covering a dirty environment. It's just how you would treat an open wound. You would hope people have common sense, but people go on holiday, people get in the sea, go in a pool. They work in an industrial kitchen or with animals, or I tattoo a lot of nurses, midwives, vets. Cover it up. You do not know what's in the air. And also your blood. You don't want your blood then contaminating things as well, so cover it up. It's better to be safe than sorry.
Oh, definitely. And I think it's, you know, with any kind of industry where you are working with possible bodily fluids, stuff like that, you just got to be so, so careful. Moving on. Thank you so much for that. I'm going to remember that for my next tattoo. What barriers have you come across in your career so far, if you're happy to talk about them?
Yeah, of course. To be honest, I'm a firm believer of everything happens for a reason. So I have had a bumpy journey to here. I've been in studios over 10 years. My first apprenticeship ended up being just not an apprenticeship, and I was there 14 months. But I learned valuable things about running a studio and working with others and working with some big, big egos and working with the public. So even though I didn't learn to tattoo in those 14 months, I worked with amazing artists. I learned skills from watching them. I learned how to deal with awful clients. I'm a bit of a people pleaser, so I like to just chat. I have love a good chin wag. Sometimes my tattoo appointments run over because we just gab the whole time. But I've worked in hospitality, retail, childcare, tattooing, and you do pick up things from every job. But I think all the bad things that have happened in my tattoo career, all the things that should have pushed me back, I've gone forward with them because I take them as little lessons. I appreciate everything I've gone through, and I've had fallings out, I've had like really nasty clients. That's not been for years and years. That's when I was a junior. And I think I look young. I used to look young, and people would talk to you like you don't know what you're doing, and you just go, oh yeah, sorry, sorry, yeah, sorry, sorry. And from then I've learned, no, I'm gonna be firm. So I've got very strict policies in place, and I'm very lucky with my client base because no one questions them. Even new clients go, okay, yeah, fair enough. And I've worked with people that are very lenient, and people will take you for a ride if you let them. So I've only learned that from the bad experiences. So yeah, barriers have actually been stepping stones to get me where I am.
Oh, that's really amazing to hear as well, because obviously, you know, certain things like being talked down to can be really discouraging for your confidence. Yeah, so you got to use it.
I've been crying in the toilets with clients before, like once they've talked to me badly, and I go, I'm just too embarrassed to still be stood there getting talked to like a little girl that's done something naughty. I go to the toilet, have a cry, and then go back to my work. But it is what it is. You do have to take things as lessons.
Coming to our next question is, what advice do you have for apprentices or those looking to maybe get into tattooing?
Okay, so definitely get tattoos. Get as many tattoos as you can. I know, it sounds crazy, but buy as many artists in different studios as you can and get friendly with them whilst you're there. Draw, paint, doodle constantly using different medium, pencils, crayons, paints, the iPad, teach yourself Photoshop. Try time drawing sessions, 20 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours, etc. That will get you used to tattooing. As fun as it may be to do a 10-hour portrait that is unbelievable to look at, when you first start tattooing, you will not be doing a 10-hour tattoo. This will help you make a strong portfolio so you're ready for the interviews. Follow as many decent shops and artists on social media, as that's where people post about offering apprenticeships. It's the modern way of doing it. So follow everyone. I personally don't advise on buying cheap machines, inks and needles off the internet to practice at home on yourself or on others, which is called scratching. It's very dangerous and could teach you bad habits. But then I do know plenty of artists that have started that way, and now they're some of the best in the city. So they're really isn't a right or wrong way. I just wouldn't do it. And at the minute, there are loads of kitchen wizards on TikTok who have bought machines off Amazon, and they're sharing their DIY tattoos, and they're just buying guns, and they're giving advice, and they don't know anything, and they're doing these hack jobs on themselves and on friends. And it's dangerous. These videos have hundreds and thousands of views and comments, and it is really dangerous. And I always see people say, oh, our tattoo is gatekeep. We don't gatekeep. You could spread dangerous diseases that are incurable, not just something like HIV, which isn't curable, but it's obviously, you can get to the point of not being transmittable. Hepatitis C is incurable. You could make someone very ill with ink poisoning because you have used this fake ink that has come with a £50 set. Inks are £20 a bottle, most of them. So if you're getting a tattoo machine, ink, needles, wires, foot pedals, and power sockets for £50, when your average tattoo machine is at least £300, going up to £1,000, don't do it. Those things are made cheap. I think do it the right way by going through a shop, because the skills, techniques, tricks, and advice you'll get from working with multiple artists is invaluable and is worth working unpaid for 2 years or 3 years. It depends on the apprenticeship. Some people are on skin within 6 months, but the physical point of being in a shop, seeing different skin types, different skin ages, different skin textures, seeing how people react. You know, fainters, what are you supposed to do if you're at home and someone faints? You don't know. You learn that seeing someone else's client faint, which sounds terrible, but you learn each time when something goes wrong, you should be asking advice or watching someone and learning that way. So I am old school. I do think apprenticeships are the best way forward.
That's understandable. And I think as well, considering how complex the actual profession is, like you were saying, with different skin types, skin ages, you know, you might have someone that reacts, you know, you have to kind of learn on the job as well with someone watching over to make sure that obviously if something did happen, a complication, they're there to help you. And it's, I think it's the same with like a lot of things like aesthetics as well. It's not just a bam, wham, bam, you're done. Constantly have to keep training and keep working on it. I think that's just absolutely key as well, because obviously, you know, with any kind of learning aspect in any sort of profession, you got to keep building up those skills, building up the brain, you know, or hand-eye coordination, whatever.
I'm still learning every day, and I'm a professional and I consider myself pretty successful. My client base is very loyal. Like, I'm not someone that demands my clients only come to me. In fact, I've sent them away, like, go to this person. My client base, I would say 90 to 95% of my bookings each week are regulars. And I mean, I'm taking them every month, every 2 months. And I love it because they are friends. And it just becomes an easy couple of hours spent with a friend tattooing them. But always learning. And to think that you learn it, you know everything, which I know tattooists that are like this, they think they know everything. It's wrong. It is so wrong. You will never know anything. Even the best artists in the world will probably learn something new every day.
Definitely. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up with the episode?
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
That's fair enough. I mean, what we'll do as well, we'll obviously include your Instagram and everything else that people can check you out in the description, and obviously on our social media as well.
Oh, fabulous. Yeah, I'm always happy to discuss prices, how long things take, how things feel. Like, I'm pretty honest with people. And if anyone's got any questions about getting an apprenticeship, or if they're worried about their first tattoo, like, I'm more than happy to just chat with people in my DMs or over email. It's quite a scary thing getting your first tattoo. I have tattooed 18-year-olds to 84-year-olds. Mm. And it's always an experience to give someone their first tattoo, and they always come back.
Oh, that's amazing.
I think maybe it's me rather than the need to be covered in tattoos, but maybe that's a bit big-headed. But I love talking to people. I'm nosy. I love finding out about people. And they say tattoo is the therapist, and I don't mind. I don't mind being that shoulder to cry on. I've cried with clients before. I get very emotionally attached to my clients. So yeah, if anyone wants to message, I'm more than happy to chat.
Sounds amazing. Well, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you for asking.
Thank you to my guest today, Georgia Sharp, for speaking with me on her experience as a tattoo artist and tips for those looking to get started. If you're interested in learning more about her work or ask her any questions, please visit the link in the description. I have been your host, Dawn Cross, and tune in next week for another episode. InSync is one of the UK's fastest growing insurance providers, offering comprehensive cover for SMEs and self-employed across the UK. Our expert team can tailor your insurance to meet your individual business needs and compare prices from our Lloyd's of London approved partners. We offer a 5-star service and have been FIFO Platinum Trusted winners 4 years in a row.